Your walk starts at Fleet Street. Much about Mercury's hidden influence in the City of London is revealed by looking at Christopher Wren's map of London that he designed after the Great Fire. The map was never used, but it remains a fascinating historical document of what London might have been like. If you look closely at the map, you'll notice Wren had included the astrological symbol of Mercury, placing it at the top of Fleet Street, right beside Ludgate. So, from where you are standing now, you'll see Fleet Street runs from west to east. As you start to walk up Fleet Street, keep in mind how the sun rises in the east over the City of London and shines down Fleet Street. In ancient times, travellers and pilgrims would be walking towards the golden light of the sun to enter the city, which is quite possibly where the legend of Dick Whittington, Streets Paved with Gold, comes from. The origins of the word Lud is light, hence the name Ludgate is named as it is, because of King Lud, meaning the King of Light. Before, it is Ludgate Circus, and the circus is a classic ring shape, like the sun is in a ring shape too. So, at Ludgate, to see that Christopher Wren had placed the Mercury symbol at the top of Fleet Street, which then developed into the home of newspaper media, was a nod and a wink to his esoteric leanings. But why did Wren place the Mercury symbol there? What else is it about the City of London that has a connection to the planet Mercury? That question is answered when one takes a walk around the square mile. The city contains a prolific number of friezes, statues, and sculptures of the old Roman god Mercury. Here are the locations of a few of them. There is a Mercury statue at 4 Temple Place. At Mercury House, 124 Theobald's Road, Holborn, there are Mercuries. There is a Mercury on the former Daily Telegraph building at 135 Fleet Street. There is Mercury on the Adelphi building in Adelphi Terrace. There is a Mercury with Britannia on the former NatWest building at the corner of Princes Street and Poultry. There is a Mercury on the corner of Temple Avenue and Tudor Street. There is also a Mercury at 3738 Threadneedle Street, and a Mercury at 39 and 40 Lombard Street. There are also many others. Once you know what you're looking for, you'll see Mercury everywhere. When the Romans originally established the trading port of Londinium around AD 43, they did so because of its superb geographical location. The River Thames was tidal, helping ships to dock and to set off on a journey. Right where the city sprang up was a deeper area of water in the river, called the London Pool, which is situated in between London Bridge and Tower Bridge. This enabled large ships to turn around. Mercury was the natural choice to rule Londinium because he was a major god in the Roman pantheon, and was recognised and worshipped as the patron of financial gain, commerce, transactions, travellers, trickery, and thieves. Stemming from Mercury comes the Latin word for business and trade, merx, spelt M-E-R-X, which means commodity, which today can be found in the words merchant, merchandise, commerce, and mercantile. The exchange or sale of wares and goods was so vital to the success of a trading port that Mercury's blessing was sought out by transacting merchants on a daily basis. Mercury is also often seen pointing his index finger to the sky, urging those Roman merchants to look up to the movement of the planets in order to attain success in their business endeavours. So, as you pass through Ludgate and face the monumental Cathedral of St. Paul's, have a good feeling for how Mercury has become the City of London. My name is Julian Venables, and you can find me via my website www.londonastrologer.com. In 2020, I will be talking with Jessica Adams about my ancestral link to the City of London. My thrice great-grandfather, Sir William Venables, was the Lord Mayor of London in 1825-26. He was a papermaker and associated to the printing industry, and whilst he was in office, he was also the master and overseer of the printing of almanacs, which were the astrology books in the 19th century. He was also the alderman of the City of London when London Bridge was officially opened in 1825, which coincidentally is the astrology chart often used for London. I am a direct descendant of Sir William, and having discovered this insight into my family history, I feel my reincarnation as an astrologer in this lifetime is meant to be. Stay tuned for more fascinating revelations about the history and mysteries of the City of London. Jessica will be interviewing me next year in 2020. Once you've finished the walk today, you might like to visit a historic London pub called the Williamson Tavern, which is at number 1 Groveland Court, which is just around the corner and very close to the Zodiac Sign building at number 107 Cheapside.